Let's move on to my third story, Stardew Valley Gamers. We are back talking about the game that got me into all this relaxation, farming stuff, work as play. And I know a lot of you are looking for something called Purple Starfish and Flowers, which sounds like, how the hell did these two things go together? But some Stardew Valley, for those of you who don't know, has been releasing content continuously, right? While Eric Barone, that is the guy who created Stardew Valley, right? He's producing new content for his next game, which is like Hogwarts game, Stardew Valley-esque number two. But yeah, so there's an island in Stardew Valley, the latest version called Ginger Island. And in Ginger Island, you need to go there and there's a guy called Professor Snail, which is like the worst name ever. He's going to ask you to go throughout the island and collect purple starfish and purple flowers and purple starfish. And then once you collect them all, you have to go back to him and then you have to ask him, say, he's going to ask you, how many did you collect? And if you didn't collect all of them in the entire island, he'll be like, no, sorry, wrong answer. And he won't give you the thing that you need, right? Which is these two gold walnuts. If you're watching the video right now, the video explains to you how to get to this particular island. But once you're on the island, you actually don't need to collect it. You can just tell him the answer. So if you're watching this and you are a person who likes to 100% anything, everything, not anything, like Adam does, I don't think Antoine is as bad as Adam now, right? But the answer is basically, right, skip the next 10 seconds, 22 purple flowers and 18 purple starfish. Tell him that, and you actually don't need to do the collecting. Just tell him the answer, and you'll get the thing. You can save yourself a ton of time. And this still counts as the Stardew Valley after patch 1.5 has a completion meter, and this will count as completed without you having to walk around like a crazy person on this island looking for pixelated starfish and flowers, which could possibly drive a normal person crazy. But yes, that is how you solve the Ginger Island task. That's how you get it done. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you got it done, and let me know if you feel guilty afterwards. That's it for me.
That's what makes you crazy. Do the Omega Weapon quest in F14. That's the kind of thing which makes you go crazy.
No, I'm not a collectible person. Like, sometimes if I see something and it's within arm reach as I'm playing a game, yes. But I will never go around and say, hey, you didn't finish this game because you didn't collect 100x this or 100 that. No, I would rather break my fingers and never play games again than do a collection quest. No, thank you.
Going back to Mass Effect Andromeda, it drove me nuts that I had 99.9% completion and I could never get that 0.1 because I missed one item in a dungeon that was not repeatable. I was like, oh man, I missed one thing and I'd have to play through the entire game just to grab that one item to get 100%. And I was like, nope.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I don't do much platinum game. If I do, it's because I'm really, really fan of the game.
Oh, you did Horizon Last of Us, West, right? Didn't you platinum that?
Oh, no. I did Last of Us Part 1. I did platinum. I don't think I did Part 2. And when I put the full guys, you have to platinum the game if you want to see the real. But that's interesting. Platinum the game don't just give you a small trophy that you will lose as soon as you scuttle your old PlayStation. Here you have something at the end. Which is good.
That is true. All right, let's move on to the final three stories for today. Adam, what is your third story that is a total surprise?
All right, so my third story is that if you are a fan of FromSoft, then you probably are familiar with Yuka Kitamura. She is the composer and arranger for games such as Dark Souls and Sekiro and those sort of games. She got her start with Armored Core. I believe it was Armored Core Verdict Day, possibly. But yeah, so she has recently decided that, she is no longer going to be working with From Software. She's going to be moving on. She is moving to freelance, so she could still do some work with them in the future. But I saw that this is like all over Twitter because a lot of people obviously are big From Software fans and they're big fans of her music and that sort of thing. So yeah, I just figured might as well give it a mention that she will still be around. She just won't be working specifically for From Software, but she will be freelance. So maybe we will see her in games from other developers as well. Short and simple.
Yes, but very important, because when people do review, it's very rare that people talk about the music, and yet music in games, when it's well made, it brings so much depth to the game. And do you remember, okay, quick question because I know my answer, but what's the latest game you played where the music really truly marked you? And I know mine, and it's one that Adam played not too long ago.
So Adam, you first.
I had to remember which game was the most recent one that I played that the music really stuck with me.
Not really recent, just which one you recall like this. You say video games and music.
Katamari. Video games and music, Katamari. Okay, Nier, Final Fantasy, tons of them.
Okay, fair enough. For me, it was Persona 5, that's why.
Okay, yeah, I know. Persona 5's music was really good, yeah.
It was really cool, yeah. And for you, Ada, Clint?
For me, like most games, as soon as I start playing a game, I turn off the music these days. Yes, because, I don't know, after a decade of teaching, I like peace and quiet. So I don't like to listen to things in the background at all. All of it just reminds me of the hundreds of little voices in the classroom. No. Can't do it anymore. I like peace and quiet. It's why I live next to the mountains now. But no, Skyrim, I have the Skyrim soundtrack. I still listen to it multiple times in a year. I have the original Dawn of War 2 soundtrack, which I still listen to on the Space Marine theme. So I have quite a lot of gaming soundtracks, actually, that I still listen to, but nothing new. I haven't played the game recently. I like the Super Mario Rabbids game. They have a lot of like jazzy stuff. I like jazz music. Jazz piano was really cool in there, but nothing less is, oh my God, I feel so touched. This is amazing. No, nothing like that. I'm like, okay, this is relaxing too. I can cue it up on YouTube when I want to. But no, I totally agree with you though, Antoine. There are times in gaming where music has really touched me deeply. Got home, the first game that ever made me cry, that had amazing music.
And it's like everything, you really realize that you're missing it when, you know, it's not there anymore. Remember Breath of the Wild with very minimalist music? There's almost no music, you know, just the sound of the wind. And just for the immersion, they do it on purpose. There was very little music. Everybody talked about it quite a lot. That's one of the things, you know. No music at all. Okay, fair enough. That's good to see for Zelda, but fair enough.
Adam, with this lady leaving from software, is this like a indication of dissatisfaction with the direction of the company, do you think?
I don't think so, but it's hard to say because there have been zero reasons as to why she left. She just said she's leaving. Nobody's been able to confirm the reasons behind it. If I had to guess, the way, and granted, she's Japanese, so any kind of information that I'm getting is through translation of what she said. Not necessarily, so I might be missing some subtleties in the Japanese that like just the wording and stuff like that. But it seemed like she was just kind of, oh, I just want to do freelance. I want to do my own thing. I don't want to be tied down to projects anymore. I want to be able to do what I want and when I want and that sort of thing. So if I had to guess, that was the reason behind it. But yeah, I haven't seen anything to confirm one way or the other.
Usually, like, that's a big thing. I remember in BioWare, people are like, oh my God, this guy left BioWare. He was the lead narrative designer. Or this guy left BioWare. He or she was the blah, blah, blah. And or this person left Chucklesoft Games. And then it's, oh my God, this person's role. This means that this game is headed in this bad direction because this guy is famous for X.
If it was like a narration person or something like that, I might be more inclined to say it was dissatisfaction with the company, but she is a composer. And if you go to her website, it's just like a bunch of music and a bunch of, you can go to her website, you can listen to her music. And these are just pieces that she's put together on her own that are not related to games and that sort of thing. So because of that, I would think that maybe she wanted to focus more on the art. Yeah, that would be my assumption.
Sounds good. All right, Antoine, what is your final story for today?
Yes, so my final story for today will be the Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass. I'm going to put PC and Xbox Game Pass in the same basket, if you will, because it's not on the website, it's not differentiated, but you will understand quickly. So in 2023, we had lots of great games. And on Game Pass for August, we have, again, a lot of great games. So quickly, the one that I don't really know about would be A Short Hike, Brute Force Forever, Airborne Kingdom. I can't tell you about this, I no clue. However, I can tell you that there's Celeste. If you know about speedrun, Celeste, there's a lot of competition on Celeste. If you're a casual gamer, oh, it go away. It's extremely hard. It's really hard. But it's really satisfying to watch speedrun of Celeste on YouTube. You will see a contest. So that's really fun. And I don't watch speedrun usually, so that's just to tell you how good it is. Second game, Limbo. Limbo, it's this 2D side-scroller, like Little Nightmare, for instance. A bit horrific, fantastic. It's, I'd say, old game. I'm not sure when Limbo was released. But if you haven't done it, it's a really good game that I recommend. So very good addition to the Game Pass. And last but not least, that's why I talk about PC and Xbox Game Pass, it's Everspace 2, which was released in April on PC, and I'm pretty sure on the PC Game Pass 2 as well. But now, on August 15, you would have it on Xbox as well. And the thing is, why I put this one in particular is that I'm waiting for Starfield in a month, and I didn't know what to play in between, and you have Everspace 2, which is space exploration with a ship that you can upgrade. And Trin can tell you more about it because he played the game and I haven't. I'm installing it. But basically what I saw is that massive star system that you can explore from A to Z and a little bit of story somewhere in the middle. But space exploration and space fight, and it's like an Ace Combat. It's you are always, it's a space shooter. How you call this? Like a ship shooter? You see a third view of your ship, and you never touch ground, right? You're always on your ship. But like an Ace Combat, you understand how it works. Krian, if you can tell me more about this game without trying to spoil too much, because I really, really want to play this one.
There's nothing to spoil at all. Antoine and I talked about this before the show. Keep an eye out for future videos, because we might be doing a behind-the-scenes video, and you might get to see like how we try not to spoil a conversation when we actually do the show, talking about all the stories first, and then losing a little bit of that enthusiasm. But no, Everspace 2, you guys might remember, we talked about it a little bit when I started playing it. Adam was here for sure. Point, I don't know where you were when we talked about Everspace 2. Maybe we're on holiday, or you were busy or sick, something. I don't remember exactly, but I played it for about 10 hours, as I was telling Antoine before the show. Fantastic game, so fun. If I had 2 hours a day to play games, I would still be playing Everspace 2 right now, but I just have 1 hour a day max. So I'm still playing Valheim and other stuff. But no, Everspace 2 is basically Diablo 4, but in space, right? You have a ship and you have multiple different kinds of ship depending on the kind of gamer you are. I'm more of the person who I don't like to move around and like dodge, roll, that sort of stuff. I'm like, hey, hit me. Okay, you hit me. That didn't hurt. I'm going to hit you back. And that's what I like to do. I'm the proverbial tank in the game. So in Everspace 2, you have the option of doing it. You can have this massive ship that just lets you sit there. People are going to shoot the hell out of you. And you tell your little small fighters, yeah, kill that guy, kill that guy, kill that guy, kill that guy, kill that guy. And you get experience and you level up. So that is basically, it's like an RPG with all the typical RPG systems. You got gears, you have gear levels, like epic, rare, legendary. You have the typical ship systems of attack and defense and power and shields. And they have different things that have that can affect that. You have crafting systems as well. So you can craft stuff and deconstruct stuff to get it. It's like I was telling Antoine before the show, it's at least a 100-hour game. I played for over 10 hours and there was so much stuff I wasn't doing because I'm like, okay, I could go there. I could do this. And that's cool. And I actually did a lot of that stuff. I just, okay, I'm going to earn some money today. So I just did all these quests just to earn money. And they were classified in the game as tertiary quests, not even secondary quests. So it's a cool game, really fun, really basic. It is very different from the first one. So if you played the first one was exactly like a Rolex game. Play the game, shoot stuff, die. You get some points to upgrade damage or defense or shields. That's it. There was no gear. There were no RPG systems. The second game is massively expanded. The first game was 20 hours. This game was at least 200 hours, I think. So it's really fun, and I think Antoine will really like it. I think he will finish it in time for Starfield, unless he decides to tell Cisco, by the way, I'm having an extended sabbatical.
Yeah, no, I don't think they would like it very much.
But yeah, no, that's Everspace 2. Definitely worth it if you're an Xbox gamer. Also, it'll be really nice to play it on an actual controller, because it doesn't have a lot of keys like you might expect in a typical space game. So I can see you guys having fun with that.
Just a question. You said that you are playing tanky with your yeah, spaceship. My understanding is that you can play whatever you want. Like you said, tank. But if you want to play like agile.
Yeah, there's different ships. There's not as many ships as I would like. But there's three different classes of ships. There's the fast, there's the tank, and there's the one in between. There's like a sniper rifle gun you have on your ship. You can shoot enemies from afar. So it is
Do you think there might be maybe mods to add sheep? This is a kind of game that mothers would like to mod.
That's a good point. And people should check out the Nexus Mod video from last week, which is on all our Shorts channels. So you guys should look at Nexus Mods. Maybe there probably is a Starfield. Not a Starfield. Hey, every space too mod. All right, cool. And with that, let me finish up on my third story. So my third story is Civilization gamers. So people are looking for a Civilization game. You would remember I talked about a game called Fabledom, which was, it's in early access on Steam. I don't believe it's in early access anywhere else because early access exists on PC pretty much. But they just released a new update, which is called the Gallantry and Bartering update. So it basically allows trade buildings, diplomacy missions, new neighboring ruler with unique quest lines, new resources. You have romance in this game as well. So for those of you who don't remember, Fabledom is like Civilization without all the stress, with all the pressure. Again, it is a Korean game. Okay, I had to do that pose. Again, like military and stuff, everything is very low-key. The guy, the studio who made this game is called, what is it, Get Better Games or Be Better Gaming, right? Just stuff that's good for you, right? So there's new Fabling class and visuals, tier 2 buildings, more lore and hero and events for those people who like that sort of stuff. Fairy tale encounters, right, with ogres and stuff that you might would have seen if you watched TV shows or read books. You can have a wedding in a friend's chateau, which is cool, I guess, if you're into that sort of stuff as well. But yeah, no, lots of stuff. And this is only version 0.4, so the game still has, as usual with a lot of early access games, I don't know if you guys have would have seen it on Steam, they mention a year in terms of the period of early access. So yeah, if you're looking for a Civilization game, if this has been on your radar, right, remember one of the advantages of early access is that decreased price, right? Prices usually increase for most early access games as they get closer to release. A good example would be Adam's Baldur's Gate 3, which was significantly cheaper when it was on early access a year ago. So if you didn't buy it, so that's definitely something to keep into account as well. It's like, as a middle-aged gamer, you're like, okay, I need this kind of game. Buy it now. Keep it in your backlog and put a note on Steam. Go back to our Steam update video. Steam now has notes and you can attach notes to individual games and you can see all those notes together and you're like, okay, this is a game that's going to meet this need of myself. So yeah, Fabledom out now. Definitely give it a go if you're looking for this kind of Civilization-esque relaxing game at the moment. I'll keep it in your backlog for the future. Cool. Nice. Okay. And with that, guys, final thoughts for today's show, final thoughts, streaming thoughts, gaming thoughts, plans for the next 1 month or so?
No, just trying to survive until September.
Just want to say thanks for the good reception of the Starfield video. That's really nice. Thank you very much.
You're the one that wrote it and just read it.
You're the one who edited it. So that's a team win. So we'll see once a month or bi-weekly. We'll see, but if it's still working, why not keep it as a format for the channel? And for me, I'm going to try to finish quickly Fuga 2. And so that I can go to Everspace 2 until Starfield is out.
Nice. Yeah, that makes sense because we are now known as a Armored Core channel, a Diablo channel, a Starfield channel. Those are the three things that our users search for when they come to our channel. It makes sense to make their sort of content. And a Marvel Snap channel, if I didn't mention that. Cool. I hope you guys liked today's format. I did remember to press the record button today, so keep an eye out for those shorts. I'm going to be potentially editing exclusively in Riverside today because Riverside has some cool AI tools that you'd have to pay for in another place, but we already pay for it in Riverside. So I'm going to let the AI make some magical clips with Adam Montfond and myself today. We'll see how that goes and how they're received. Let us know what you think. Also, I think Antoine should do a fresh Starfield video. So if you agree with me, please let us know. I'd love to hear that sultry French tones on a video at some point. And I'm sure many of you would like that as well.
I think it was you who said that bilingual on the channel doesn't work.
It didn't work before. It can work now.
Okay, because I remember specifically that's why I was making the French in podcast, so audio only, but not in video. Also because I was lazy, but because he said, no, it's not good to have two languages in my
hand because it's pushed out on an individual basis rather than a channel basis. So if you find, you can even search the analytics tab and say, hey, whatever, I can't speak French, right? So type in this French term and you can get French results, right? Because it offers the option for French.
We'll see if there's time and envy. For now, I want to keep doing my the three games that I wanted.
Sure, yeah, no. Go right ahead. Why that? All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to tune in next week where we continue more games, more news, and more fun. See you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Zone.